Hare Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj told his friends, Nahi achyutam prinayato bahu ayaso asuratmajah atmatvat sarva bhutanam siddhatvat iha sarvatah. Prahlad said, my dear friends, to please the Supreme Lord, it doesn't take too much effort. Because the friends were thinking, if God is the greatest person, then he may not be very easily approachable, being the biggest person. Also, being the greatest person, he may be demanding very high qualifications. What if I am very poor? Prahlad said, even those who are very poverty stricken, even those who are born in very low class families, even if one has no great good qualities, to please him is not at all difficult because he is very easily approachable. How? He said, Atmatvat Sarva Bhutana. He is right next to you in your own heart. You don't have to go a long distance searching for him. He said, not only that, Siddhatvat Iha Sarvataha, he said, and he is very easily attainable externally by doing Navavidha Bhakti, or if you don't have the Aarti plate, paraphernalia, all these facilities with you for doing Navavidha Bhakti, then he said, if you can't worship the Lord, if you cannot hear about the Lord, if somebody cannot speak about the Lord, he said, you can do Manasa Puja, which doesn't require any commodities at all. You just sit in one place, like that Pratishthanapur Brahman who sat in the bank of a holy river. And then he just meditated on bringing all the paraphernalia for worship of the Lord and cooking all kinds of items, offering him a sweet rice. In this way, Prahlad said, Siddhatvatiha Sarvataha. Lord is very easily attainable, either with very minimum commodities like facilities for performing Navavidha Bhakti, or even with no commodities, simply with your mind. All you need to do, he told them, is you have to make up a determination in your mind. I will worship the Supreme Lord. You just make up your mind. That's all is required. Nahi achyutam prinayato bahu ayaso asuratmaja. Ayaso means endeavors. Like yesterday we were discussing. When one becomes ajitendriya and ashanta kama, then one makes enormous efforts. One becomes obsessed with efforts for accumulating wealth by looting and shooting, cheating and looting and killing, like what Ajamila had to do to satisfy the prostitute. Whereas in the path of bhakti, one practically needs no ingredients. It doesn't put any conditions. So he said, Lord Achyuta is very easily obtainable. He is not very far away. He is right next to you in your own heart. So, therefore, the path of bhakti is the simplest process for those who are willing to surrender. And for those who are not willing to surrender, there are more complicated paths like karma, jnana, yoga, where they have their own reservations. The karmi says, I will possess all these things and give little bit to God. You know, jnani says, I don't want to approach God in such a simple manner. I will speculate and find out the truth myself. And yogi wants to show all kind of gymnastics. So in this way you will find all the living entities are independently wandering in this world, desiring to do their own thing. They don't want to align with the Lord's program. What Lord has given, a very simple program. As Prahlad Maharaj says, Atmatvat Sarva Bhutana Siddhatvat Iha Sarvataha. For all living beings, the Lord is situating himself so near, so that if they slightly turn to the side, they'll immediately see him. And Lord has not put any conditions for worshipping him. He has kept the, because Lord is worried that if some very poor man want to worship me, if I put conditions, poor fellow may not have any facility to worship me. So the Lord has allowed even Manasa Puja. So in this way, the path of Bhakti Yoga is very simply performed with Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. All one needs is willingness. Willingness to align with the Lord. Having a kind of willingness that to make the determination, as I will worship him, I will surrender to him, I will attain him, and he is the only person worthy of surrender. This type of determination, conviction should arise in the heart of a practicing devotee who has heard so much about the Lord, who has heard, seen so much the material world around. So if the right kind of determination is awakened, then Lord is very easily obtainable. The chanting of the holy name, which we do every day, is actually an opportunity which is given for us to cleanse the heart, to awaken this kind of sankalpa or determination. Without awakening this kind of sankalpa, spiritual life would be simply eyewash. It will just be some superficial ritualistic performance. Therefore, after some time, you see a person loses taste and loses interest and just goes away. And then he has something else in priority in his life. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to try this. Because he has not focused his attention on this simple instructions that Prahlad is giving. Lord is right next to you. Perform a little puja for him. Bow down to him. Surrender to him. Align your will with his will. Such a very simple process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please Krishna, engage me in your service. Please cleanse my heart. Please make me your servant. Please don't let me become carried away by the current of Maya. I am your eternal servant. Please become my master in my life. I don't want to serve Maya anymore. That is the mood of this chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.